Today's first reading is about a slave called Onesimus, who had run away from his owner, Philemon. Onesimus had met up with St. Paul, believing in Jesus as risen, and was baptized. Before we say more about Onesimus, let's ponder a question that his story forces us to ask about the New Testament. In all its 27 books, no one, even Jesus, seems to criticize the widespread existence of slavery. One possible explanation for this might be that when Jesus was teaching, and when Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Paul were writing, there were only a few thousand followers of Jesus. They believed that Jesus had passed through death and lives in us and calls us to love each other. This radical new belief was utterly different from the principle of violence that had built and governed the mighty Roman Empire. How could Christians even dream of changing its institutions? Slavery had been around for thousands of years. In ancient Greece and Rome, slaves were about as common as motor vehicles are in our society. Those who owned slaves had total rights over their human chattels. They could punish them for disobeying, could even kill them. Slaves could not even marry or stay with their spouse and children unless the master allowed it. In our societies today, no person can claim to own another person like that. Even people who are not Christian believe that we're all equal. Didn't this idea come originally from Jesus' teaching? His good news that God loves everyone equally is so powerful that it undermines injustices like slavery. It's unstoppable. Today, slavery has gone from most countries in the world, but not yet from all. Although slavery is now against the law in most places, don't we wealthier countries still manipulate the trade rules so that people in the poorer world are forced to sell us their produce at minimal prices? Don't we exploit them in sweatshops, making our garments, shoes, and electronics? The wages of millions of our sisters and brothers are so low that they're condemned to live in what amounts to slavery. Our financial system carefully maintains this huge gap between rich and poor. And one of its tragic results is that wealthy tourists can in poorer countries, buy and sell women and even children to exploit them sexually. But let's go back to Onesimus. St. Paul does not say to the slave owner Philemon, "It's wrong to keep slaves, you must free him." If he'd written those words, he could be accused of treason against the government and punished even by death. No, in this beautiful letter, Paul invites the Christian slave owner to ponder the teaching of Jesus. "You're a slave owner, Philemon. I am a prisoner. Onesimus is your slave, but he's my child because I became his father when I taught him the faith. This man was your property, but had become your brother. You once gave him the name Useful. That's what an Onesimus means. But now he will be more useful than you could ever have imagined. He'll challenge you to live what Jesus taught. You lost him for a time when he ran away, but now you have him back forever because you're both joined in Christ. I might have kept him with me. After all, he is very useful, helping me here in prison. But I send him back to you to challenge you and give him the greatest gift you can." Paul does not say the word freedom, but his hint is unmistakable. It was possible to buy freedom for a slave. A slave could even buy his own freedom. Paul hints at this. "I'll pay you any debt that Onesimus may owe you," but he cunningly adds, "Don't forget you owe me the huge debt of your own life." Paul had led Philemon also to find faith in Jesus. So what can this littlest book in the Bible teach us today? Looking around the world, we see millions of people suffering from poverty, war, and starvation. A lot of this is caused by our own unjust economic rules and structures and by our addiction to overconsuming. Besides, global warming threatens to raise the sea level, harming our cities and destroying the delicate balances among living things. These changes will cause immense suffering. Paul did not set out to change the whole slavery system, but simply invited this slave owner, Philemon, to love this slave, Onesimus, in a genuine way. When Philemon did this, he would have made a huge change to that little part of his world. Many other slave owners would no doubt follow his example. What bit of our world can we change today? In what small way can we lessen our overconsuming? How can we dissolve just a little bit of the suspicion, prejudice, or hatred that we have for people different from us? We each have work to do, don't we, to change our little bit of the world. Let's pray to find what it is, then go out and do it.